What can you do if your teen is engaged in self-harm?
Welcome to Tips with public school educator Dr. Bill Ziegler.
Sadly, I see far too many kids that are involved in self-harm, like cutting their wrist or contemplating suicide. And sadly, one of the things that we find is many times this is taking place without parents even knowing about it. We would encourage you, one, to really get in and have a conversation with your kids about how much you value them, how important they are to you, and that there's nothing that they can do that can separate them from your love and God's love, because kids need to be reinforced that they are loved unconditionally. When they're having that thought of self-harm, they need you to come around them and they need you to support them. But don't hesitate in getting the help and support that you need. It could mean your son or daughter's life.
The vision of TIPS is to help transform our schools with God's love and truth. More information is available at 4tips.org.